Do you remember what it's like to be a teenager, say when you were 15? What about being 15 and trying to juggle the expectations of your family and your ethnic background and modern Australian life? Full on. And that's exactly the position that Sabiha is in. She's an Australian girl of Bosnian extraction, raised in St Albans in Melbourne's western suburbs. She's the main character in a new novel, The Good Daughter, by Amra Pajalic, who knows what it's like to be a bit like Sabiha. Amra joins me now. Welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you for having me, Richard.
Why The Good Daughter? Why have you called her that?
Well, it relates to Sabiha's mother, who feels that she has to fulfil her role with her father, who comes overseas. She's sort of been the bad daughter, been getting up to mischief. And when her father comes over, which is Sabiha's grandfather, she feels like she has to be the good daughter and meet all the cultural expectations that she hasn't been paying attention to until then. And so she starts putting pressure also on Sabiha to be the good daughter. So it's sort of all of them trying to be good and having trouble as a result of it.
Now, you've got a lot in common with her, haven't you?
Yes, I do. We're both Bosnian background. We both have a parent who suffers from bipolar, and I was also raised in the St Albans, Melbourne's western suburbs.
Sabiha sees her mother as a sort of born-again Muslim, doesn't she?
Yes.
How come?
Well, her mother never really had anything to do with the community, and now that her father has come over and he is also practicing, and he never used to, he was a communist, she feels like she needs to make up for things, and so she adopts all these religious, starts praying, starts dressing differently, starts behaving differently, paying attention to the community and how they view her. And so Sabiha's quite scornful of that and starts calling her a born again and judging her negatively for that, in a sense.
Did you have any of the same kind of pressure from your mother?
A little bit. For me, the story was different. My mother always was a little bit more connected with the community. But when the Balkan War happened, and I was a teenager when that occurred, she did start putting more expectations on me. The difference between Sabiha and myself was that I just said no and I didn't have to conform. I just continued on my own way. I did face a little bit of emotional pressure from her, but I was able to resist. But I sort of created a circumstance that Sabiha could not resist, and she had to conform a lot more.
Now, both Sabiha and you have mothers who suffer from bipolar disorder. How did this impact on your life?
It was difficult, especially we didn't have any family here until the Balkan War. And so we would have, when my mother got ill, we would have family friends who would take us in most of the time. But there were a few incidences where the Department of Community Services got involved, and we did end up with stranger foster homes. And it was very disruptive where, we were moving around a bit and changing schools all the time, and there wasn't much stability. And also, we didn't understand what was happening. So there would be this whole mysterious process that would occur where my mum would just suddenly, get sick, and it would be this really, awful, awful thing. We didn't, because we were children, we didn't know some of the things that she was doing were strange.
Sabiha is very conscious of when her mother is taking her meds, her pills that keep her on the rails. Do you remember going through anything like that?
Yeah, there was a time, and I sort of gave this to Sabiha. So there was a time when my mother sort of started believing in holy water and in praying as a way of dealing with her illness, and stopped taking her medication. And she had the worst breakdown ever, where we ended up having people coming to the house, and the police had to sort of intervene and take her away. So I was aware of that. As a teenager, I started sort of paying a little bit more attention. As a child, I couldn't, and I had no control. But as a teenager, I started paying attention a little bit more and getting a bit more involved and meeting with medical professionals to have discussions about how to manage it a little bit better.
On Life Matters, if you've just joined me, my guest is Amra Pajalic, who's a first-time author. We're talking about her book, The Good Daughter, which is has a lot of elements of Amra's own life, in that Sabiha, who is the main character, the person we're invested in when we read it, is of Bosnian extraction, grew up in the same part of Melbourne as Amra, and also has a mother who has a bipolar disorder. She is, Amra, Sabiha, she's very outspoken.
Yes.
She kind of goes looking for trouble in a way. Were you a bit like that?
Yeah, I was. I had to be because my mother was passive and I sort of took a little bit of the parental role with her and I had to defend her in certain situations and intervene on her behalf. I developed, you know, quite an outspoken air, and it's interesting that I'm getting those comments because I knew what elements of myself are in Sabiha, but now I'm realising there are a lot more than I thought originally. Mm. And so the way that she conducts herself, especially as a teenager, is the way that I did. I was quite outspoken and got myself in trouble.
You got into a bit of strife.
Yes, I did.
Did you get bashed? Because she does.
Yes, I did. I was a victim of some pretty vicious bullying. I had some awful things happen to me, like people egging me and being taken into the male toilets and dunked in water and having girls torment me quite a bit. It was an awful, awful time.
And what was the quote-unquote justification for this?
I was getting a lot of male attention. I was a bit of a flirt and I always wore makeup and did my hair nicely, and I blossomed quite quickly in the uniform I wore. We didn't, you know, buy uniforms too often, and so the uniform I wore became skin tight. I remember at one point that I would take off my pants and I would have all these red marks in my hips.
You committed the cardinal sin of becoming very attractive.
That's right.
I see.
That's right.
Now, what often happens with bullies, and actually this happens with Sabiha, after she's bullied, she becomes a bit of a bully herself a bit later.
Yes, and that's something that happened to me that I still remember the awful incident where I ended up kicking a girl because I was goaded into it, and it was a way of trying to get the girls that were bullying me to accept me and to stop sort of picking on me. And it worked for a very short period, but then the dynamic continued.
Mm. There is a real, I mean, this story really is about that classic being torn between two cultures. Did you have that?
Not as much. I lived overseas with my grandparents for 4 years as a child, so I speak the language and I was a lot more involved with my family. And coincidentally, I ended up marrying a man who is of Bosnian background also. So I've been a lot more in touch with it, and that means that I'm able to sort of step outside of it and not have those expectations thrust upon me. Whereas for Sabiha, it's a little bit different, in since she has a lot to prove and her mother has a lot to prove because they didn't really have anything to do with the community. And I did that because I wanted to show that the way that the community itself felt like they had to prove that they are Muslim after the war, because they were communists before that and there weren't a lot of traditions that they practiced.
So you, as I understand it, still live in the same area of Melbourne.
Yes.
And you married a Bosnian man and you have the language.
Right.
Are you making a kind of conscious effort to retain touch with your heritage?
I am. I've got a daughter now, and so I'm thinking about what I want her to grow up with. But I wasn't brought up religious, and so that's something that is not really a part of who I am. It's more the cultural, the language and sort of understanding the history and where we come from. But I never feel more Australian than when I'm around my family, because that's when I really see, you know, I am Australian born and I have those, you know, sentiments, and my family who lived overseas and came when the war started, immigrated here, they're, you know, a lot more involved in the community and their children a lot more involved, and I sort of look at that and go, no, I'll make different decisions.
There's a part in the book where Sabiha feels very Australian, or at least horrified, because the family home is suddenly decked out in Bosnian decor.
Yes.
She's embarrassed in a way that probably you can only be that embarrassed when you're a 15-year-old girl, but or a 15-year-old boy. But, I mean, have you ever gone down that decor decision route?
Well, strangely enough, I got a coffee table via my grandmother and it's got the glass top on it. And then it was making the decision, what do I do? What do I put underneath? But that's the only decor that I have that I can sort of claim through the book. Everything else is sort of, you know, very vintagey.
Yeah.
Very retro.
Righto. So this is, as I mentioned, this is your first book. What was the path to writing it, if you like?
Well, I wrote a romance novel which didn't go anywhere. I sort of wrote it, and I'm glad that was my first novel where I made a lot of mistakes and learnt the process of my craft. And then I sort of started playing around with stories from my youth and thinking about, you know, there might be something interesting there. And Subiha sort of came from that. And I did a workshop through a convention I was a part of, and I really got the opportunity to develop a lot of the characters that I didn't expect to be in the book. So it sort of, you know, I started scribbling something that was related to me, and then it grew into something that is quite away from me.
Well, it's a real success, and thank you very much for coming on Life Matters today.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's Amra Pajalic, and her book is called The Good Daughter. It's published by Text.